Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
The fall and cheap lingerie. Hello, everybody. Patrick Foster here. I want to welcome you to another episode of Rockin' the Suburbs. On behalf of Jim Linehan, we are glad that you are here and listening. Today is going to be the last episode of our February 2024 new music series, and I'm going to give you a song and an album. Isn't that fun? And it's also time for you to begin thinking about music for March. We are 20 days in as I record this, so I'm sure there's been a lot that's come across your radar if it's as good as February was, and all indications are that it may be. And definitely, we're going to have some bumper crop picks coming in March, so make sure to start taking notes and getting yourself ready to send those picks in. I want to remind everybody, too, that we now have a page up on our website. If you go to suburbspod.com/FESTFest, you can see the details of the Suburbs Fest Midwest, which is going to be happening in Rockford, Illinois, June 20th to June 22nd. It's the only one this year, and all the good things are going to be happening. We're going to be at a cool place called Pig Mines Brewing, and it sounds like it has everything we're going to need. And you can just go there and see the rundown of events and get a little info about traveling to Rockford. And we're working on a block of hotel rooms at a discount rate, which we'll get up on the website soon. So make your summertime plans to join us out there in Rockford. We look forward to seeing you one and all. I got a song here I want to share with you that came out in the month of February. This is a EP that came out by a band called Grazia, G-R-A-Z-I-A. I believe they're a band from the UK, perhaps London area. However, interestingly enough, this EP came out on a record label from Cincinnati, Ohio. It's a record label called Feel It Records. And this is a four-song EP. You can actually go to Bandcamp and get it. And it's 500 copies, but they've got them on fuchsia, lemon, and green, different colors on the cover there. So if you want to grab one, if you hear this and like it, definitely do it. I was listening to some music on Bandcamp, and this came across my radar, and didn't know anything about the band, but I love the song. It references, among other things, on their Bandcamp page, they're influenced by the fall and cheap lingerie. And I don't know about you folks, but that's enough for me. The EP is called In Poor Taste, and the song is called Cheap. So here is Grazia.
Sharpie in the PVC, picking food out of my teeth. Skulk around Greg Avenue, but without us, what would you do? I
Oh, I love that tune. Love the snaky little guitar riff and the kind of cheapo organ sounds that are in there as well. Really good. And the all four songs are really nice if you want to check it out. And right up my alley, that's the longest song, Cheap, on the EP at 2 minutes and 47 seconds. So they get in there, they wag it around, and they get it done, and they get out of there. That's what you're supposed to do in rock and roll, right? Well, sometimes. The album I want to discuss is by a band that I actually thought had broken up. This is a band called Job for Cowboy. They're a metal band, and they formed way back in, I believe, the mid or late 90s out in Arizona. And their last record was one I knew about. It was called Sun Eater, and it came out in the year 2014. And I hadn't heard anything about the band or anything from the band at all. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I started reading these reviews or previews of songs from a new album from Job for a Cowboy. And following up Sun Eater, 10 years later, they have an album called Moon Healer. So this is metal music that you could call it death metal, I guess, in some senses, if you wanted to. But the things I like about this record are the tightness of the arrangements, the way that the vocals kind of seep up through the music, which can be intense and can be challenging at first. But once you let it sink into yourself, all kinds of different things begin to emerge. But I really like the way they use sort of some math rock, I guess you could call it, elements, the quick cuts, the changes in tempo, and the way the guitars sort of fall on top of each other, I find really, really interesting. I like some of the song titles quite a bit. Into the Crystalline Crypts is one, A Sorrow-Filled Moon, The Agony Seeping Storm, which I believe is the first single from the record. And the one I'm going to take us out with for February 2024, new music to close the door and pull the train into the depot to get it ready for March's journey, is a song called The Sun Gave Me Ashes, So I Sought Out the Moon. Makes sense to me. Here is Job for a Cowboy from their album Moon Healer, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Sun Eater, Moon Healer.